Hey guys, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. Now, I have been on a hunt lately to put some nice power banks up on the website for people to be able to use to charge up their devices. The more and more electronics that are out there these days, we are needing to keep them powered up more and more. That means taking a power bank with you, giving you the ability to have something with you when you're out and about to be able to charge up your device when it gets low. Now, we've got some other options on the store, so check those out if you need something a little bit bigger or maybe something a little bit different. But this actually is a pocket portable power bank. This is a smaller power bank that easily fits into a pocket. It has a texture on it. Kind of hear that with my fingernail. That's one side. That's the other. This, if I would describe it to size it up, I would say this is actually similar to like an old flip phone. So if you remember the old flip phones in the day, that is kind of what this looks like. Maybe a little bit thinner than a flip phone, but the basically the same exact size. If you guys remember the old Nokia, what was some of the flip phones that Nokia had? I had one. I can't remember the model number. Anyway, so this is going to be a 10,000 milliamp pocket power bank. This is going to give you pretty much every port you would ever need for anything that you would ever want to charge. However, it doesn't have built-in cables, so you definitely want to carry your cable with you, and it doesn't have built-in wireless on top of it. So if you're looking for something like that, you might check out some of the other options we have on the store. But this would actually go great with our little travel keychains that we sell, because this is perfect for the pocket, perfect for sliding in a pocket or a bag or a purse or a whatever. But this is perfect size for that. It literally is about 3 inches long and about 2 inches wide and a half inch thick. So it's very small. It feels very good in the hand. It's got good ergonomics on it. The sides are rounded off. They have a really good feel. And then, like I said, there's a texture on the top and the bottom. There is also a digital readout screen on this, and Scene AI will read some of the stuff on there. So if you want to try and, you know, figure out how much battery you have left in this power bank, you could use Scene AI and scan the digital readout screen and look at it that way. But it does, from what I could tell, just in the small little bit of time that I mess with it, it does seem to capture the things that are on the readout screen. Like if I was to take my phone right now and let's just look, let's see. Look here. Put up Scene AI. Says 00. That's not it. It says 100%. So there you go. I was able to scan it. I know it's 100 because I just charged it up the other day. So you could use Scene AI, and that might give you some good information on the screen there. Because I know in a perfect world, these all beep and talk and whatever. But unfortunately, guys, this doesn't do that. So if you want, use your phone, scan the screen, and you can see the percentage that is remaining in the battery. And I just did it. It said 100. So there you go. So on the end of this, where all your ports are, let's start locate the end with the ports. Orient yourself where the digital readout screen is up toward the top. On the bottom part, it is still smooth like the digital readout screen, but it's not a screen. So you can feel the difference. So locate the digital readout screen, orient the power bank as you're looking straight on at the ports, and the digital screen is facing up. Also, another way you can do it is find the button that's on the side of this and orient it so the button is to the right. So starting on the left, and we're going to go all the way to the left side, not the end where the ports are, but there is the longer side on the left side. There is a single port by itself. That is micro USB. And so, I would say, guys, that I wouldn't mess with that port just because there's so many other ports on here to choose from. But if you guys still want to use micro USB, then, you know, go for it. More power to you. But that does give you micro USB in case you want to use micro USB to charge up the power bank. Now, this is simply for charging the power bank, not charging things from the power bank. So just know that that is an input only port, the micro USB. And then around to the right, just trying to find my cable over here. If we keep going to the right now, we're going to be on the end of the power bank where all the ports are, okay? The first port you're going to come to is going to be Apple Lightning. So this is cool because this actually lets you charge your power bank with your Apple Lightning cable. So if you are somebody that still uses Apple Lightning, if you have an iPhone 12, 13, 14, if you have, you know, the older AirPods or an iPad or anything like that that still uses Lightning, then you can charge this power bank with your Lightning cable. So that is a really nice feature there. And I've got my Lightning cable here and just plugs right in to that port. So now that also is an input only port. So the Apple Lightning port and the micro USB, the ones that are two closest to each other, those two ports, and the next one we're going to talk about are, those two ports, not the next one we're going to talk about, but those two ports, the micro USB and the Apple Lightning, are input only. That is just to charge the power bank. All right, to the right of the Apple Lightning port, you're going to have the standard USB port. So this is the port to charge all your standard stuff that uses a standard USB cable, like your Bluetooth earpieces and your Bluetooth speakers and, you know, those kinds of things. So they do give you that, and this is an output only port, okay? So you cannot charge the power bank with the full-size standard USB. That is simply to charge things from the power bank. All right, then the port to the right of that is my favorite because that is USB type C. Now this port is a bi-directional port. So that just means that you can charge the power bank through this port, but you can also charge things from the power bank through this port. And so USB-C is my favorite. You get it right every time. It goes, the plug goes in whichever direction you have it. And like I said, it's bi-directional, so you can charge things from power bank with this port and charge things, and you can charge the power bank through this port as well. And then finally, to the right side or the right of the USB-C on the right side of the power bank, the long side on the right, is going to be your button that I talked about. That button will turn on the power. So if you plug in something to this power bank and it doesn't start charging immediately, press the button on the side, then it will start charging. That also is what turns on the digital readout screen as well. So if I was to take my iPhone and I'm going to plug in the standard USB to USB-C like that, and then I'm going to plug it into my phone like that. Now, it started charging immediately, and that could be because I just a second ago pressed the button. But there will be some instances where it will start charging automatically and you don't have to press the button. And a lot of times when you're using USB-C, that is the case. For some reason, USB-C just knows when you plug something in and it will automatically start charging from the power bank without having to press the button. But I believe I just pressed the button a minute ago, and that's why that port is open, because this power bank will go to sleep and turn itself off if it does not detect a charge, or if it does not detect something charging from it, or, you know, any kind of a circuitry or thing. If it doesn't detect anything plugged into it and charging from it, it will shut itself off. Usually it'll do it within a couple minutes. And then you can just, when you go to charge it something next time, just, you know, press the button and that will turn itself, turn it back on. So you do get the micro USB input only to charge the power bank. You get the Apple Lightning input only to charge the power bank. You get the USB standard USB-A to charge things from the power bank. And then you get the bidirectional USB-C to charge things from the power bank and to charge the power bank itself. Now in the package, you will get a charging cable. I can't remember what cable they give you in this package. I have separated the box from the power bank and the cord is, I've taken that out as well. And I don't remember if they give you a micro USB charging cable or if they give you a USB-C. Those are going to be the two options. They're either going to give you a USB to micro or a USB to USB-C. I think in this one, it was the USB to USB-C, but don't hold me to that because it could be micro. Since they do include a micro port on here, it could be that they include a micro in the box as well. But guys, I will tell you the one thing I really like about this power bank, number one, how small it is, how pocketable it is. But the other thing is it actually charges my stuff very quickly. I've tried a bunch of different power banks lately, and this one actually seems to charge my devices the quickest. And this will also charge iPads and tablets and things like that. So don't write it off because it's a small size. It still will charge your bigger devices. It is a great little size. It feels wonderful in the hand. And then it's got every kind of port option you would want. So you could conceivably charge two devices at the same time with this. One plugged into the USB, one plugged into the USB-C. So, yeah, guys, this is a really cool power bank. It's nice hard plastic. It feels really well made and, doesn't weigh much at all. I'd say maybe five, six ounces. And it's just a really nice little power bank to carry with you. So definitely look at this with our, travel cable that we sell in the store. We sell a little bitty travel cable that gives you every kind of connection you would need. And it's a cable that when it's folded up is literally like 3 inches long. So it's a great little cable and it would go perfect with this power bank. When you unfold that cable, it's like 6 inches and that's the perfect, you know, length for, you know, charging your devices that you carry along in your pocket or purse or whatever. So this would be a perfect power bank for that. These are brand new in the box. If you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our email address, and our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. And I'm going to try one more time since I haven't pressed the button on this in a while. I'm going to see if it automatically starts charging my phone. Let's just do this real quick. Yep, it did. So I have it plugged into the USB, and it's going from a USB to USB-C into my phone, and it does start automatically charging it. So that tells me that if you plug in a C to C cable or a C to Lightning cable, it will automatically start charging as well, and you won't need to press that button. So pretty cool there. All right, guys, as always, we appreciate you, and we will catch you next time. Oh, it does not include a wall charger, by the way. None of these companies anymore include wall chargers in their boxes. So it does include the charging cable, but it doesn't include the wall charger. So if you need a nice wall charger, definitely check out the ones we have on our site, as we've got some really nice ones. All right, thanks.